From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Sometimes we really do need a second chance because we weren't quite ready for the first. Several residents in the Greater Brownstown area in Kingston are benefiting from a session geared at motivating and empowering them to make the best of their second chance and further their education. Find out more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Residents of the Greater Brownstown community in St. Anne recently received a little extra push to help motivate them to continue and complete their educational pursuits with the assistance of the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP. Community Case Management Officer Latoya Blackwood says as the big sister and motherly figure for her clients, she saw the need to host a motivational session. Ms. Blackwood says the session acts as a reminder and reinforcement to beneficiaries of the importance of the commitment they have made. The session also helped to encourage them to focus on their goals despite the challenges. Initially, the session was geared at CSJP beneficiaries who were engaged in the vocational skill training programs in partnership with the HeartTrust NTA. However, it was extended to other members of the community.
We have persons who are waiting to be in a skill training program, and they have persons who they just completed and they're doing their assessment. So I said, let me identify one person from each group and allow them to do a testimony so that the persons who are in the skills training program can know that this is my opportunity. Let me not waste it.
Andrew Goldburn of Franklin Town in the Greater Brownstown area is excited at being given the opportunity to go back to school.
It has been wonderful so far because it has helped me out a lot of meaning. It has kept me away from the community in a way where I'm out there meeting other people, new set of people, socializing with a different set of people and learning a new set of things. You know. So it has been a joy, it has been. That's been a wonderful experience, you know, there. The other person, I use it as a stepping stone to make myself a better person, that I can be able to help my family and start creating my family.
Chinee Williams recently completed a level 2 housekeeping course at the Trinity Moravian Development Center.
It was a great experience. The CSJP normally keep those sessions to see how far we're in the program, what our experience is doing, what is our most achieving part, what's hard for us, how do we cope with others and stuff like that. I'm really glad that I got to see other persons in it and they get the concept and understanding of what they really want out of life, and I hope they keep it up. All you have to do is use your brains and make sacrifices if you really want to become something out of life. I'm actually impressed with the person I am now.
Andrew shares his impressions of the motivational session.
Okay, the motivational session, it was okay. I enjoyed it because everyone had a chance of sharing their thoughts and the program that we are involved in, which is the CSJP program. And this is going to have to be the change. But for my hygiene, them, I'm a brother, them. Me want to be the change. So when you see me want to be the change, I'm saying, Andrew can do it, that means me can do it to them.
Resident of Franklin Town, Andrew Goldburn. CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.